Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number one source for all things Hollywood, dishing you the latest in celebrity entertainment and news.
Trevor.
But before we get started, we got to say hello to our Southern Belles there in Atlanta.
Oh.
Hello.
Hey,
everybody. Southern Belles.
Wait a minute. We have a gent here as well.
Oh,
just the ladies.
Is Gary here?
Yeah, Headcrack's out and Gary's out, but we got BT sitting back
there. BT!
Two brats today. We got Brad and we got a brats doll.
Oh,
oh, look at that.
Yes.
Loving the purple land, Portia.
Little mermaid.
That's so sweet. You and Skittles.
Later on, Brad Pitt discusses how he's emotionally constipated.
Ooh.
Like
oh,
wow. You.
And Sir Elton John definitely turns some heads at a recent concert. We'll get to all that. But first of all, Brad, what do you got?
Well, everybody, it's time for a smash and interrupted, that is. Excuse you. Sorry, guys. No one's smashing here or getting smashed to smithereens today, okay?
Whoa.
Although rumors have been circulating about Kylie Jenner and the Six God Drake hooking up, word on the street is that the billionaire is not interested, darling.
I bet she do put that out.
She lying.
Okay, well,
lying.
A source said the two were romantically involved the same month that Kylie split from Travis Scott, but revealed when the media caught on, they stopped because neither one of them want to be publicly seen as a couple.
Right.
And another source close to Kylie said that she isn't interested in dating Drake because he's a womanizer. He's a notorious womanizer, and she's smarter than that.
Wait a minute. Why is he a womanizer? He's been single this whole time and dating. Why is he a womanizer?
I don't know. She would be more of a womanizer.
It's just because he's Drake.
No.
Y'all have to understand, Drake's the kind of guy who he'll be your friend, and then when you break up, he's like, oh, I got you. You can cry on my shoulder.
Before you know it, 10 toes in the air for a second. All right.
You know, I don't know if I would be offended. I mean, I'm not a celebrity, so maybe I'm not truly understanding. This is where you jump in and go, but you are.
I was.
No, it's fine.
But I knew Frank would get me.
But here's...
You are.
I think I would... Thank you, Chewy. I think I would be offended if they were like, they don't really want to be publicly known to be linked with you. I'd be like, that's offending me. Like, you'd think, oh, I'm with her. I want people to know.
No, not really. As a celebrity in the room, I'll speak on that.
Go ahead.
No, like, really, you don't. Like, you would be, like, for women, I'll say. Like, for Drake, I'm sure he can date who he wants. But for women, you can't necessarily be seen dating all these different people because the double standard, they start calling you a trollop, a tramp, and everything else. So, you know, you do have to hide it because people are watching.
But the Kardashians and Jenners don't care.
No.
They don't care. Yeah. They date everybody.
What's the definition of a womanizer?
That's what I want to know.
A womanizer is somebody who's pretending he's with you, but he's with a lot of other people. Now, a guy who's like, listen, I'm kind of playing the field right now. I'm not selling down with, you're fine, do that. But it's the womanizer's like, I'm with you and only you, and he's telling this girl, I'm with you, baby, and only you.
But that's what girls do to Drake, so he's been womanized. Been manonized.
Okay.
All right, talk about being emotionally constipated or just full of it. Yeah.
Ooh.
In a recent sit-down for Interview Magazine, Brad Pitt revealed to veteran actor Anthony Hopkins, at the tender age of 55, he's getting in touch with his emotions, you guys.
Aww. Aww.
Right, yes, Brad Pitt admitted he's a quite famously a not crier. And then he said, is that even a term? I hadn't cried in like 20 years. And now I find myself at this later stage in life, much more moved by my kids, moved by friends and moved by news. Just moved. So the brother hadn't cried in 20 years. Is that even normal, you guys?
Welcome to motherhood.
I think it's weird if you've had children, you've had, you know, the birth of children didn't move you. But, and then I thought, no, that can't be true because Legends of the Fall, he played Tristan, and I know there was a crying scene at a graveyard.
Did he cry in that?
I went back and watched it just now. No, but I went back and watched it just now. He did that fake movie cry where you're like, and you hide your eyes with your hand, and then when she pulled his hand away, there were no tears.
You're Brad Pitt. What the hell are you crying about? I didn't cry either as Brad Pitt.
Man.
But no, for real, guys, like Frank, I don't think you're a crier. I think you're not a crier.
No, he's a crier. He's a crier.
Frank's when's the last time you cried, Frank?
Every time Heidi walks in the room.
I'm still here with him.
You realize you're my aunt.
Oh, God. All right. Well, y'all, Jeannie Mai is keeping it real, honey.
Ooh.
This week, the talk show host dished about spending the holiday with her beau, Young Jay-Z, and his family over the holiday. Mm-hmm. And you'll never believe where they had Thanksgiving on.
Where, girl?
In Decatur, West Greater.
That's
and you'll also never believe what dish you was so excited about trying.
Oh, which one, girl?
Well, take a look.
So your man took you home for Thanksgiving. Jeannie, how was it?
It was an unforgettable, surreal moment. It was the first time that, obviously, we spent Thanksgiving together. And to be able to have an intimate dinner with his family is beautiful. They're all such, like, lovely people, and they're fun.
They look like my cousins.
Yeah, did they? Do they? But this is what's most meaningful. I asked his auntie, who loves to, like, bring different dishes, to make me, and I threw it out there, like, thinking she wasn't going to do it. I was like, auntie, her name is Mother. So I was like, Mother, would you make me some oxtails and some chitlins?
Oh!
Yo, she came with Tupperware. She and they were just for me. They weren't for everybody. She was like, this is just for you. Don't let anybody else have it. Thank you.
Yo, she came with chitlins.
Yo, yo,
Have y'all ever gone to, like, a boyfriend's house and had, like, a good meal?
I don't see anything wrong with this because when I dated a white guy, like, I was like, hi, Mom.
Well, Dakota Johnson wastes no time calling out Ellen DeGeneres. I guess Dakota Johnson was on Ellen's show. She was promoting her new movie, Peanut Butter Falcon, and apparently got a little awkward when Ellen brought up the fact that Dakota didn't invite her to her 30th birthday party.
Those Shades of Grey movies are going pretty far if that's not Peanut Butter Falcon. What the hell are they doing now?
you really want to know, Frank?
I don't think you do. Leave the dog alone. Take a look.
You turned 30.
I did.
And how was the party? I wasn't invited.
Actually, no, that's not the truth, Ellen. You were invited. Last time I was on the show, you gave me a bunch about not inviting you, but I didn't even know you wanted to be invited. But I did invite you and you didn't come, so.
This time you invited me?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
How do you know? I don't think so.
Ask everybody.
I was invited?
Right there.
Why didn't I go?
I don't know.
Oh yeah, I had that thing.
I love the
that
amount of
so
confidence
good.
That Dakota Johnson had when she goes, why didn't I get invited? She goes, oh, you were.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
oh, right. You were.
Like, facts.
Fully confident. Not, yeah. You were.
Right.
She was.
Yeah,
you
she,
were.
She had facts. She had receipts to say, I made a point to invite you because you gave me hell about it not inviting you before.
Yeah.
Oh, that was
but it was rumored.
I needed that shade.
It was rumored that Dakota's birthday party was that Saturday and that Sunday. She was at the Cowboys game. Ellen was at the Cowboys game with Jerry Johnson, right? The owner in the box? Right. That's what I'm hearing.
Oh, so she was
That's
out of town.
That's what I'm hearing.
She was legit out of town. Ellen's 61 years old. I'm not as old as Ellen, although
we 61?
Look.
Is she 61?
Yeah, you're 61. Heidi's like 70.
I'm 70. And I don't want to go to a 31-year-old's birthday party, probably.
Yeah.
It's going to be it's going to be lit. I'm like, I don't
I'm still going. I'm 61. I'm
what
still
time?
Going.
It starts at 11. P.M.?
Yeah, I got a thing with my Yorkies there, so and my PJs and my bottle of wine. Not happening.
If Ellen were to come, she would come while they're still setting up and walk right back out.
Yeah.
Right.
I invited Brad to a party, to one of my parties, and Brad said, I'm going to come.
Uh-huh.
And she never showed up.
What?
But she came.
The party didn't get popping until like 1 o'clock, and you can't be the first person there. That's like 2, 3. I got jobs, darling.
Yeah, that part.
Okay?
That's just it.
The Brad pulled the Ellen on me.
Mm-hmm.
And my people get with your people, darling.
Yeah.
She ain't your
Was she pulling Ellen on me?
Up next, find out which singer
Jenner shocked fans using foul language at his concert. We'll tell you more after the break. Dish
Nation. I decided not to wait until the last minute with all my holiday cards this year. Vistaprint makes it easy to order custom cards, and I know it'll be something that my friends and family will love to get. Now, whatever reaction you're looking for this holiday, you can spread more joy with custom holiday cards, calendars, and photo gifts from Vistaprint. Now, when you open a card or a calendar and see your friends and family smiling back at you, it just feels like a special time of year. And it also feels like the person cares because they put time and thought into making it. It doesn't actually take much time. Here's all you got to do to create a holiday card. Pick a shape, pick a picture, then figure out how many you need. Vistaprint has hundreds of card designs from timeless classics to fun new trends. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed, or they'll make it right, either by reprinting your order or offering a refund. So this season, make more merry at Vistaprint.com with up to 50% off all holiday cards and photo calendars. Plus great deals on photo gifts at Vistaprint.com. Just enter the promo code DISH50. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code DISH50. Off expires January 5th. Are you in trouble with the IRS? The IRS has hired private debt collection agencies to start collecting outstanding taxes. They can garnish your wages and put liens on your property. So if you're drowning in tax debt, get ready for this tax relief hotline. Civic Tax Relief can protect you from the IRS and the collection agencies so you can stop the added fees, the wage garnishments, and more. If you're backed into a corner with $10,000 or more in back taxes, call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. You may qualify for the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. And get this, Civic Tax Relief has a 5-star rating on the Better Business Bureau. You can save thousands in tax forgiveness, or you may qualify for other special relief programs based on your specific situation. Civic Tax Relief Special Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for absolutely free. Just call 800-506-5803. 800-506-5803. Don't wait. The consultation is free. The information is free. This call can save you thousands. Call now. 800-506-5803. 800-506-5803.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Hey. All right, now we all know Elton John does not bite his tongue, honey, and in a recent concert in Australia was no exception. So during a show in Perth, two security guards were removing a female fan from the arena. Now we don't know what she did to be kicked out, but Elton John saw it, child, he went off. Check it out.
Hey, two security guards, because off. Morons, both of them. Morons, you don't treat girls like that.
Do y'all feel like he was, like, overreacting?
No, he wasn't overreacting because some of these security guards do too much. Like, at the end of the day, you are taking a woman out. A man, right. All right, rough him up.
Right.
Because he gotta rough the man up?
Because the man can possibly try to overpower.
Yeah.
But a woman, like, I have seen them in the club take a woman out in a headlock.
No, for real.
Listen, like,
now, yeah, that's too extra. All you gotta do is grab me by the arm. You're probably stronger than me.
No, not, just, no, I wasn't talking about you.
No, I'm just saying.
You might have to get roughed up.
Darling, you gotta handle me with care.
Don't rough me up.
Fragile, precious cargo, darling.
She's gonna hurt you.
Watch out. Can't stand you.
All right, well, Brad, your man, The Rock Johnson, recently got married to Lauren Hashian after 12 years and 2
How she in his life.
Why not, right?
How she in his life and not me.
Well, he just did an interview with WSJ Magazine where he opened up about his past divorce and getting married. So this is what he said.
He said, I know I should have married the Brad.
No, girl, not quite. Not really quite. He said, my divorce did a number on me. I wasn't fearful of getting married again. There was just some hesitancy. But Lauren was incredibly patient. I love you. You love me. We have this amazing life together. No pressure. Of course she doing that. She with The Rock. Like, I feel like a lot of women start to pressure men after the first 2 years, I'd say. That's probably when I start pressuring. Or the first 2 months.
Yeah. And I think that's special of her to be patient with him because he had been through a divorce and she knew they loved each other. So why not just be patient and go with the flow or whatever? Why rush it? Why put pressure on it? No pressure.
She's living the life with this man. She got a beautiful home.
Right.
She's with The Rock. Okay, first of all. And she has these two beautiful kids who they're set. It ain't like marriage, like she got to marry him to get the money. She's set.
Right.
I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, 12 years is a long time.
12 years. This sounds like
12 years a slave. Damn.
Hard work right there.
Y'all know what time it is?
It's still time.
That's right. And we all want clean air at home, right?
That's right, girl.
Well, the Swiffer Continuous Clean and Air Cleaning System makes that even easier than ever. The patented triple-layer technology cleans and circulates the air for a fresher room, and less dust in the air means better air quality. So the fan also is super quiet. It's so perfect for bedrooms, offices, and nurseries.
This is great. I might put this in every room.
Well, Portia, this system continuously vacuums the air so surfaces stay clean twice as long. The triple-layer filter traps and locks away dirt, dust, and dander. It also has an LED indicator that lets you know when to replace the Swiffer filter, and the energy-efficient motor uses less power than the average nightlight.
This is heavy. This means it's quality. How much is it?
Well, Portia, the Swiffer Continuous Clean Air Cleaning System has been seen as high as $90, but for the Dish Nation viewers, darling, it's just $32.
Oh, wow.
Yes, just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, Dennis Leary and Elizabeth Perkins dish about their new Fox show, The Moody's. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. So if you have no plans for the holidays, Fox invites you to spend Christmas with the Moody's. And we got a chance to ask Dennis Leary and the rest of the cast of this fun new event series some holiday questions. Make sure you watch it on Fox this Wednesday, Monday, and Tuesday nights. Check it out.
All right, we're leaving.
Bye.
Wait. We're trimming the tree.
That was a real thing?
Yeah, that was a real thing. I made cookies, mulled cider. We're trimming the tree.
Like we're making a night of it? I mean, we just never do that. We always just put them up whenever.
Can I talk to you guys for a second in the other room?
Yeah.
Sure.
Good.
This is really, really, really important to your mother.
Why?
I don't know.
I think everybody's going to see similarities between this family and their families, because I know I'm bringing a lot of myself to this part. I'm just in an uncanny way, my character is very Christmas obsessed, mm-hmm. like I am.
Mm-hmm. And a little tipsy.
They're very similar.
I think so, yeah.
At least they're very similar to my family.
My family, too. My family, too.
In a sense of, you know, they really love each other. They're really excited to be together.
Very excited.
But I think all of that excitement turns into pressure.
Pressure.
And then everything goes kind of wrong.
Pressure pops.
Yes, pressure pops.
That's a tricky one. That feels like I'd be throwing my own family under the bus if I answered that honestly. Inevitably, you know, every year Christmas brings everyone together at the same table. And as it's, you know, a time to enjoy each other's company, it's also a time to air grievances and, you know, look, family is family. You don't get to choose your family.
No, I have no advice. I wouldn't give people advice on anything.
Maybe don't bring up politics.
The best thing I could say to anybody out there, especially young parents, don't buy toys that say some assembly required.
Yeah, because it means like full assembly.
Don't do that.
It means that's what you're doing for the rest of the day.
Buy the toys that are pre-assembled, or
and especially when they're little, you can just give them a box and they're happy.
Find yourself a corner in whatever house you're in, claim it as yours, and you always have a place to escape to, and. Yeah, get a buzz on. Whatever you do to get a buzz on, I would do it, because everything's easier when you have one. Yeah, well, I'm in a country where it's legal, so I smoke a bunch of weed.
Love your mom a lot.
Drink.
Yeah.
Drink.
Yeah, start with an eggnog, then whiskey, then red wine, and just top it off with a little creme de menthe.
Was creme de menthe.
Creme de menthe is like mint.
Don't say it in a French accent and like expect me to understand it more. Creme de menthe.
Creme de menthe.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Yes.
Friday!
You know, traveling can be quite expensive. The holidays are coming up, so everybody's booking flights. You know how true that is. Well, there's one lady who tried to outsmart an airline. A woman was on an American Airlines flight from Pensacola, Florida to Miami, was taken into custody after allegedly faking a medical condition to get a bigger seat on the plane.
Damn.
She basically wanted to move up to first class. The flight was diverted after the pilot called a state of emergency for the woman who claimed to be having trouble breathing, and once the plane landed, she admitted she lied. There was nothing wrong with her, and she did it just to move up. She refused to get off the plane at first, but then authorities stepped in and...
Damn.
But think about that. The whole plane's diverted. You're screwing up everybody's trip because you want a bigger seat on a plane.
But they knew she was faking it. That's why they already called the police on the ground to be there when they landed. Like, this...
So is she like, you know, I don't feel well, but I think if I get up there with a bigger seat, maybe some hot fresh nuts and a warm washcloth, I'll start to feel a little bit better. Yeah. Maybe some real silverware.
Jesus,
some,
wait.
Usually when I have panic attacks.
Maybe if I...
A hot chocolate chip cookie always does me well.
Oh, yes, yes. And I think I'm starting to feel better.
You've never faked anything before.
I faked an orgasm once.
Why? How does a guy do that?
Yeah.
To get a bigger seat?
She had a big seat, and I wanted her to get off of me. And I just acted like I finished.
Oh!
I was done. I have a bad back, all right? I have a bad back. And my discs were like inflaming already, and I needed to get
I saw Heidi one day. She didn't know I was watching because we happened to be at the same Home Depot. And okay. I saw her park in a handicap spot and fake stanky leg all the way to the front door. Yeah?
Lies! I was at Lowe's!
Don't lie on me. They have a great garden section.
Oh, man.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.